Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today I want to talk about a subject that all of us are in desperate need of. As a matter of fact, it is an essential part of our day-to-day lives. That is hope. Over in the Old Testament book of Zechariah in chapter 9, this question comes up. And, you know, I think sometimes we all feel as if our life is an ongoing battlefield, just at war. Maybe we are prisoners in the ongoing war between good and evil. I feel that way sometimes. I mean, I look at the world and I see that everything seems to be at one another's throats. But when we turn our life over to the Lord, the question I think that really is raised is, will he rescue us and will he hold us dear and keep us safe? Some 500 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Zechariah wrote these words, "Rejoice, O people of Zion, shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's colt." Now, this prophecy was fulfilled by the coming of Jesus. You can find that in Matthew chapter 21. The story goes and says, "I will remove the battle chariots from Israel and the war horses from Jerusalem. I will destroy all the weapons used in battle, and your king will bring peace to the nations. His realm will stretch from sea to sea and from the Euphrates to the ends of the earth. Because of the covenant I made with you, sealed with blood, I will free your prisoners from death in a waterless dungeon. Come back to the place of safety, all you prisoners who still have hope. I promise this very day that I will repay two blessings for each of your troubles." Jesus fulfilled a big part of those prophecies some 500 years before he showed up on this earth when he came the first time. He delivered us from death through the shedding of his own blood to seal our pardon. And when he comes again, as he promised, he is bringing peace on earth. But for now, we can take great refuge in Jesus himself. When the war is over and Jesus is crowned King of Kings, he will repay all those who are his two mercies for every woe suffered in the battle between good and evil. No matter how terrible the battles we face, I promise you, based on the already fulfilled promises and the promises yet to be fulfilled, you can trust the Lord with sure hope for your future. I want to say that again, because if inside your soul you didn't just have this kind of amen welling up, it's worth reconsidering. No matter how terrible the battles you may face, including the ones ahead of you today, we can turn our life to the Lord and have a sure hope for your present and for your future. And the reason we know that is that we have had a sure hope of his promise being fulfilled from our past, in our present, so most assuredly in our future, from a God who does not change and is the Alpha and the Omega of all things and all time. Today, my friend, receive this cup of encouragement that you can walk in hope. God bless you. Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.